I have a special announcement to make this morning. An announcement that's been weighing heavy on my heart for quite some time now. I've thought about it, and I know it could conceivably complicate my life to an almost unbearable level. I know full well what I'm about to do has aged those before me who have done it. I know that I have seen them on television. I've seen them go through the various changes, become older, grayer, and more burdened with life's problems. But I feel I can bear up to the task. I have decided that on this day, the 12th of December, 1983, I, Nino Griesmanelli, a.k.a. the Grease Man, a.k.a. Tuca's Face, am going to run for the President of the United States. That's right. I seek election. Now, I know that no party is going to nominate me. That's why I've created my own party.
The Habatuki Party.
And I will be a write-in candidate to start with. If, of course, we get enough groundswell to actually have a lever of my own. I know that you've experienced a growing frustration with the world. No matter who you vote for, they all seem to have a middling tendency when they get elected. It's the same old poop under a different packaging. Well, I'm going to run under a different premise altogether. I'm going to run on the real man ticket. A ticket that's not afraid to speak out on the issues regardless of the consequence. A ticket that's not afraid of pressure groups or lobbyists. I'm not beholden to anyone for cash. I speak only from the heart. The heart of an outraged middle America. The heart of a Slim Jim eating country. A Vienna sausage loving constituency that will not be denied. I speak for the great unwashed. I shall represent the MAGA-tree! No taxation without molestation. A country that keeps shrieking will never weaken. And don't forget the motto of the 80s. He who smelt it, dealt it. It's official, there will be more details as I announce the planks in my platform. I just want to let you know that my hat is officially in the ring. My Grecian Formula 16 game stain-covered hat is now in the ring. There will be bumper stickers, T-shirts, parties, fundraisers. I just wanted you to be the first to know, so that when you see it in the paper, you'll know it's true that I am running for the office of the President of the United States of America. The only thing I ain't going to like living in the White House is the neighborhood over there. Is what we call in real estate terms an urban adventure, really. I'm not thrilled with moving out of the Foxhall Road area. However, I'll do it. I'll do it for you. And, well, that's it for now. I just want to let you know that I am running. And, well, maybe I'll give you a sneak preview. If I do win, you know, the presidents, they always have, you know, like Willie Nelson will, you know, sing at the White House inaugural ball. You know, maybe Frank Sinatra would be nice, but I've opted not to ask those people. I'm making a contact right now. If I get elected at my inaugural ball, I would like the Globetrotters to welcome me to the White House!
I'm happy to see you again.
I'm
happy because you are my friend. Although I haven't seen you for a long, long time. Happy that you do.
Let's do some slam dunking in the rose garden.
Happy to see you again.
I'm
happy because you are my friend. Although I haven't seen you in a long, long time. Happy to see you again.
My first lady. My first lady will be Rosie Palmer. She will accompany me on all White House functions, all White House socials, all White House coming out parties.
You know I'm happy to see you again. I'm happy because you are my friend. Oh, I haven't seen you for a long, long time. It's been a week. Happy to see you again.